This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with another individual by the name of Sean. How do you spell it?
S-E-A-N.
You know what I always tell people when they go, hey, I'm a Sean. How do you spell it? And I go, S-E-A-N, and we got the four horsemen. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you know, Sean Connery, Sean Penn, P. Diddy, and Jay-Z.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting because there, for a long time, you know, and you're used to it, you got the scene, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get the scene?
Oh, God, yeah. When I got in trouble from my dad, he would go, scene? Yeah, he would mess with me with the scene.
There was a long period where I used to respond, have you ever heard of anybody named Scene? And it was always no. And then all of a sudden, I think somebody on the news, some newscaster's name was spelled S-E-A-N, and he went by Scene. And I thought, you know what? What the hell, man? It just ruins it all now. There really is a guy named Scene spelled S-E-A-N.
All right, and what is your last name?
McMillan.
McMillan. All right, so we're going to start off with a little bit of the theme music that you love. So you've picked a classic that is near and dear to my heart. It's a good old boys we call with a little bit of Beastie, and we call it What
That's
You
right.
Want.
You got it.
Here we go. So we got to give a little bit of homage to Ad-Rock because he's no longer with the boys anymore.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, how many Beastie Boys tracks were played while we were there?
Oh, man, a ton. And here's a little story. Well, I guess some knowledge for you. Yauch and I share a birthday. Rest in peace, Yauch, though, you know?
So what's the birthday?
August 5th.
August 5th.
So he was exactly 10 years older than me. So, yeah, I shared a birthday with Yauch.
You know, I don't know if it was MCA, but one of them, I'm pretty sure October 31st is his birthday, is Halloween, and that's my grandmother's birthday. So I always thought my grandmother was cooler because she had a Beastie Boy birthday.
Yeah. It's Ad-Rock that had the Halloween birthday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What pledge class were you and what fall, spring?
Yeah, so I was Beta Kappa. It was spring of 92 when I came in. So, yeah, it was the second half of the year on there.
So we were one class apart, technically.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you guys came in fall 93, right?
Yeah, and I was there for that summer, and I met Mark Schuler first. Was he in your class or the one before you?
He was in before me, yes. Oh, man, Schuler.
Right, so, and where are you now?
So I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we've been out here almost 6 years now. I was living in Indiana, and then we moved out here.
Tech, or what's the industry?
In software. So I originally started as project management, but now the company I'm at, we do a lot of enterprise software for Cisco, HP, some other new clients, Synnex. But now I'm kind of doing a jack of all trades with the company. So it's project management, you know, client development, hiring, all that stuff. So,
and what's the name of the company?
It's Intelligia. So it's an Indian-owned company. So we have, we have probably five people here in the Raleigh area, and then a lot of our staff is over in India. So we work a lot with them.
So you guys are supplying what to the company?
So we do enterprise software. So for like Cisco, one of the big projects we did for Cisco was a full asset management platform for them. So they had like eight different applications that they were doing asset management. So our job was to come in and try to combine those eight applications into one. So it was a lot easier for their customers to use and for Cisco. So that's kind of what we do with a lot of the customers is come in and either try to consolidate several into one, or if they have one, is just kind of remake it and make it less, you know, less clicks to get to a certain point.
Okay. So you got family, married, kids, anything, or?
Yeah, I'm married. I have two kids. One is 4 and another one turning 3 in August. So I have young kids. So, you know, I'm the old dad trying to keep up with them.
So what's the wife's name and the kids' names?
So my wife's name is Brandy. And then I have a son named Declan. And then I have a daughter who's she's the 4-year-old and her name is Emerson.
Nice.
Yeah.
So day you were born and in what city and where?
I was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1974, August 5th, as I said. Yep.
Okay. And high school?
I went to Northside High School there in Fort Wayne.
And what things did you get involved with community-wise as well as sports or school-wise in high school growing up?
I didn't participate too much as far as community-wise in high school, mainly sports. I did, you know, basketball, tennis, volleyball in high school. I didn't, you know, back then, you know, I was a knucklehead, so.
Okay. So what was the road to Ball State and why?
Actually, so my dad and my two older brothers went to Ball State, so I knew already enough about Ball State. I actually didn't think I was going to go there, believe it or not. I thought I might be different. So just because everyone in my family had gone there, I kind of wanted to be different. But then in the end, I decided it was probably the best place to go. So I actually went there, and I, you know, obviously never regretted that. So yeah, I had a long history of Ball State. I've been gone down there for basketball games since I was a young kid, so.
All right, so who connected you, or how did the connection happen to Sigma Alpha Epsilon?
Yeah, so Chad McCauley was my next-door neighbor in the dorms, and so he was pledging that fall. So I got to know him at that time, and then I went to one party, you know, before I pledged, and got to meet a lot of the guys, and you know, I just forget who they were, but I just know that I felt very comfortable there as a person who was not either a pledge or part of the house. I just remember how comfortable I felt, and I thought, well, you know, hey, I'll try that out, and got into, you know, decided that I'll try it out in the spring.
All right. So when you rushed, who were some of the other like who were your pledge trainers, and what's some kind of some funny pledge memories of shit you had to go through or stuff that happened?
Yeah. So our pledge trainers were Pat Rainier and Tony Langfeld. Those guys were awesome. I really did like our pledge trainers. And then so I thought we had a really good. I mean, I felt. You know, very connected to everybody in our pledge class. I thought we all really connected pretty well. A couple things really stood out to me. One, Marcus, and I was trying to remember him as I was going to have this interview, but Marcus Klepper was one of our pledge brothers, and I don't think he made it the whole way, but he was kind of, and I use this very loosely, but he had kind of that Chris Farley presence. He was a big guy, and just like extremely like active. And one time we were in there, you know, when you sing for the actives for their dinner, and we, you know, had to come up with something. The guys busted into Sail Away by Styx. And I was like, he knew, I mean, he just started it off, and he actually had a pretty good voice, if I remember right. And I just thought, wow. And so some of us knew enough of the words. And then he even got to the point in the song where it breaks down. And he just did that whole thing. And he got through the whole thing. And man, it was just like everybody was just kind of stunned. But it was pretty fantastic. And then the other one I remember, had to go get one of our pledge brothers because, you know, you couldn't clean until everybody was there, right?
Yeah.
And I remember we had to go get J.J. McCoy, and we went up to his room. All of us, 12 of us, were up there, and he was there with his then-girlfriend. And needless to say, it was a little awkward for them, for all of us to come in there and wake his ass up to get him out to the house. So I do remember that. That was pretty funny.
How about walkout?
So, walkout, yeah. So we went to Bowling Green, and I did not – I specifically remember not feeling well during walkout or when we were getting ready to go, but you know, you push through all that stuff. And then I specifically remember riding in Chip Shug's diesel Mercedes all the way into Bowling Green, and we got there, and if I remember right, and I think Macaulay Chad was with us, because I think he told this story, that most of the actives there at Bowling Green went to the bars, and some of us, like myself, and there were several of us in the pledge guys that weren't 21, so we were kind of like stuck. We couldn't do anything, so we had to hang out at their house by ourselves, and no one was there. So I think it was Chad was with us, and Slav. I think we took Ryan Wolf, and I'm trying to remember all the people, but it was a fun time, even though we didn't really have a party there, but it was kind of funny. And I think we had to kind of crawl through a window in their house to get in. So,
all right, about Patty Murphy.
I remember my first Patty Murphy. Well, I don't remember too much about the first Patty Murphy I went to, but I was chairman of Patty Murphy 1 year, and I know it was a you know, people didn't like it, but we did Patty Murphy back at the house, and I had Dave Donahue come back, and he was Patty Murphy, and then we basically everybody went out and got dinner and then came back to the house, and I had my brother and a friend of his up bartending and making a bunch of drinks for everybody, and we just did everything back at the house and did all the ceremony and everything there. So we didn't go to like another, you know, we didn't all gather at one place and do that other than the house. Cause I think before they were doing it, you would go out to dinner as together and then go back to the house and do the ceremony. But yeah, we did it that way. And I thought it actually turned out pretty fun because I think everybody got pretty much wasted with all the alcohol that we had bought for that.
All right, so. Reading of the wills.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Some of that stuff I forget, yes. Yeah, I do. But, man, I don't remember a lot about it, though.
Do you remember the process. Anybody getting reamed, getting fried in front of their girlfriend for the crazy stuff that people were calling them out for or anything?
I don't remember that, no. Like, I remember the reading of the wills. I don't have a specific memory of anybody getting called out, but I know there were, you know.
All right, so crazy things that just happened at the house that are fun memories. What are some flashback moments from your time?
So the greatest story that I think that we had was if you remember the process of, well, you know, the treeing process, right? And so we had Ben Dietzel, and I don't think anybody's talked to Ben Dietzel on this, but we had him downstairs in the basement, and at one point, and you know, in that process, as weird as it is, the clothes are off, right? So he proceeds to make a face, and with that face comes some sort of excrement on the floor. Now,
I clearly remember this. Keep going.
You would think that would be the end of it, but no. Somehow his hands got free, and at that point, it was like a monkey took over his body, and poop started being flung around the room to get out of it, right? And then the next moment, I remember myself, and I'm almost certain Dave Bilby was there, and there was a trash can back behind the stage, back behind that door, and there was probably three of us throwing up in that, including him, myself, and I don't remember who the other one was, but we were throwing up in that trash can on our way out the door, running to get away from this. And he came out. So he came out that back door, and there was, I think John Bell had a hose, and we were hosing him down and spraying him, and everybody was just flipping out because it was one of the greatest things, but also one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Yep. And then, so that was one of the funniest. I do remember also just being a pledge there, I enjoyed the fact that, and I think it was Al Kraft, Shep Citizen, and Chris, and I can't remember Chris's name, and James Rooney, but those guys had a room kind of at the top of the stairs of the old house. But those guys were so cool to me in the beginning. I specifically remember feeling very comfortable with those guys as actives and just joining the house in that whole process. That was my first like real experience with them, and I think they were really kind of help take me under their wing a little bit as you're joining in. So I remember those guys, and I remember, you know, the Diesel story. That was really one of the best things I've ever seen, and the absolute most disgusting thing I've ever seen. So yeah.
I remember him, not to add to that, but probably the first whatever hit the floor, but I just remember him reaching back and pulling it straight out and just grabbing. Well, it was like a dispensary. Come on.
Yeah. I was amazed that he could do it on command. Like, it basically was like he just decided he was going to do it, and he just did it in front of everybody. Like, I don't know. But you're right. I do think he did pull it out, some of it out. I mean, I was traumatized.
I still have. I can picture the orange fencing. It went awry. He got his. Yeah. I can picture it play by play. So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. So, how do you think SAE prepared you for the real world? Besides that part.
Yeah. I mean. One thing I really appreciate about it, and I'll use a guy specifically as an example, but like Sean Pabst, who I would love to hear from Sean Pabst, and I really wish I could connect with him, but he was kind of a guy. So he was in the pledge class before me, and I just really butted heads with him in the very beginning of everything, just because you're going through it all, and he was now active and I was a pledge, but I thought, man, me and him are never going to be friends. And then he lived next to me when I lived in the house, and then we ended up becoming really good friends and moved out and shared an apartment above the Chug. And I always remember that to think to myself, you know, you never know who is going to be, you know, somebody you're going to be friends with or connect with, you know, never base it on like your first experience with them. So that's one thing I really did take away from that is like, cause we had a house that was very diverse, right? And, and you really got to meet so many different kinds of people, and whether you really liked everything about them or you didn't, you had a good time with them. And in fact, sometimes I regret that I didn't break out more out of my pod at the house and try to connect more with some other people. But I always thought of that, and that's what always kind of carried me forward is to always, you know, be able to just be a part of a group of people from any background and feel comfortable about it, right?
Yeah. All right. So what would be so out of have you been able to kind of listen to a few of the other ones?
I have, yeah. So I've listened to Wilkes, I've listened to Chad McCauley's, I listened to Mike Boedeker's, and then I listened to John Arredondo's. So I got to hear four of them.
Okay, so who you mentioned Pabst. Who would be some other guys that you would want them to also tell their now and then, you know, overview?
Yeah, I mean, the one guy I always think of because he just would, I think, just he was always a funny dude, was Tony Playa. I just know that, he'd go through a long series of beast being down on himself, and then it would be good stories. So I love Tony. I want to hear about Tony, and I tried to connect with him a little bit on social, but it's kind of hit and miss. And then, there's Glenn Mingay, who I don't know whatever happened to Glenn. And so I interested to hear about see him again, Paps. And who else was there? Oh, my old roommate Carl Ziemer. Yeah, I never heard anything from him, but he, I'd be interested to see what he's doing now. So those are some of the guys I'd like to hear from.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add in closing for your essay overview?
Yeah, I mean, I said it kind of earlier, but I do regret, you get into your habit of the people that you were hanging out with in the house, and I regret not kind of stepping into other groups and just trying to go out and hang out with people. You get comfortable probably with some groups of people and things that you do, and I really think it's important to step out of that a little bit more. So that's something I regret, and I think that people should do that more often, and not get stuck in the same group of friends that you're always in with the house. Is just try to meet and hang with people a little bit longer than what you would normally.
I agree. All right, Sean. Well, from Sean to Sean, Phi Alpha.
Yes, my alpha man, this is awesome. Good job on this.
I'm glad you like it, and we got to make it grow big, big, big. But
Yeah.
just stay on the line, and I'm gonna close
Okay.
this out.
All right.